In a crowded Time Warner Cable arena, applause echoed off the walls of the place where Charlotte's hometown teams, the Bobcats and the Checkers, play their games. And this too is a game of sorts, but a political one. Thousands of Democrats have come together to back a commander-in-chief they say has done so much for the Latino community. They say it's time to once again rise up and back him too, to help him win this election.
It'll be a close election because 4 years ago, everyone said it was a landslide. And we got 53% of the vote. So by definition, this thing was always going to be close.
President Barack Obama's senior campaign advisor, Robert Gibbs, stopped by the packed arena. He told me there's no denying there may be a slim margin of votes that will separate the president and Republican nominee Mitt Romney in November. After all, the president played that game before in 2008. The First Lady helped make her husband's case at this week's convention.
And if so many brave men and women could wear our country's uniform and sacrifice their lives for our most fundamental rights, then surely we can do our part as citizens of this great democracy to exercise those rights. Surely we can get to the polls on Election Day and make our voices heard.
In her primetime speech, Michelle Obama spoke from the heart to say she knows her husband stands with Americans of every color. Her message has resonated extremely well with people here. Even as folks walked inch by inch, sandwiched elbow to elbow between each other in the arena, it seems the messages are coming across loud and clear. One man trying to get by me put his hands on my back as he passed and said, "I got your back."
If immigrants could leave behind everything they knew for a better life on our shores, if women could be dragged to jail for seeking the vote, then surely, surely, we can give everyone in this country a fair chance at that great American dream.
The dream is important when it comes to the Latino voter. That's because folks like Gilberto Hinojosa, the chairman of the Texas Democratic Party, believe their formula gives everyone a chance to prosper in the United States.
It's a land of opportunity that we're given an opportunity to succeed. And then when we take that opportunity and we actually succeed, it's our responsibility to look back and bring our brothers and sisters with us and help them as well.
It certainly was no accident. San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro was invited to share his American story as the first Hispanic to deliver the keynote speech at a Democratic National Convention. Castro's late grandmother migrated to the U.S. from Mexico nearly 100 years ago. He's inspired by how times have changed with President Obama's DREAM Act.
And because he knows that we don't have an ounce of talent to waste, the president took action to lift the shadow of deportation from a generation of young, law-abiding immigrants called Dreamers.
The deferred deportation policy allows young people brought into the states by their undocumented parents to stay if they meet certain requirements.
I think the most important thing is the president's values and vision for the Hispanic community.
Obama's national political director, Catherine Archuleta, says the president believes strongly in a country that benefits from the successes of everyone. His policies also include the much talked about and controversial Affordable Care Act, or the health care overhaul. Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz says as a mom, she believes you have nothing if you don't have your health. She appreciates that insurance companies can no longer drop patients for pre-existing conditions and marks it as another way the president is moving forward. Listen to her take on Republicans who criticize the programs.
It's not surprising that they would be so dismissive of something that's an important priority to the Hispanic community.
The issues to the Latino community are far-reaching. A group called the League of Conservation Voters has plenty to say, too. Its senior vice president for campaigns, Naveen Nayak, believes Latinos care more about environmental issues than the suburban middle-class voter. He says Latino communities often bear the negative public health impacts of energy plants and other projects. Nayak says it's unfair to say the vast majority of Latinos only cast a ballot for the minority candidate.
They're not just going to vote for the Latino or vote for someone because they're Latino. They're actually going to vote on these issues.
Democrats say getting people to the polls is crucial for their party. A report has found Democratic voter registration is down by more than 800,000 since 2008 in key battleground states.
We have to go into our neighborhoods and we have to talk to our neighbors and our family members about the importance of this election. That if they don't get out there and vote, and everything that President Obama has done to help the 9 million uninsured Americans is going to be for none.
Verna Blackwell-Hilario, a former delegate from San Antonio, says she doesn't think that'll happen, even though Romney received a boost following the GOP convention in Tampa, Florida. An Empra Media Latino Decisions tracking poll found a noticeable increase in the number of Latino supporters for Romney and his running mate, Congressman Paul Ryan, following their party's convention. Romney has been gaining some Latino support. He does have the backing of high-ranking elected officials who happen to be Latino, such as U.S. Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, and Ted Cruz, who is running for Kay Bailey Hutchison's U.S. Senate seat from Texas. Cruz and the Republicans say the president has failed the Latino voter. He told the GOP convention Obama's policies for Latinos don't work and will not work if he's given another term.
Two-thirds of all new jobs in our economy come from small businesses, and 2.3 million Hispanics own small businesses. And yet this administration has waged a war on small businesses, a war that is costing our future and our opportunity.
Latinos tend to vote Democratic, but no matter which side of the political line people fall, Latinos will have a strong say in this election on a number of issues. President Obama and candidate Romney have laid out clear differences in their platforms on the way they see America in the future. Verna Blackwell-Hilario says with deadlines to register to vote fast approaching, she thinks the scales will tip in the direction that'll give Latinos the best chance for opportunity and prosperity.
They're going to be very surprised how many Latinos and Hispanics are going to come out to vote this time. You know, we have a tendency to sometimes fall asleep because, you know, the issues and the message is not there. But this time we're going to get our message out.
She says the country just can't fall back, so she's got the president's back. But one thing's for sure, the Latino choice will be clear on Election Day. In Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Democratic National Convention, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.